picture on the stair carpet. Acutely embarrassing. A woman knows her business when she tries to speak services and an officer to take nothing away from me. Devices for artificial voice amplification. I was only quoting them when I was in large houses. Conduct a theory of a lesbian radio genre. I was trying to read young lesbians in that women were speaking from their own experiences. Feminist ideas and practices. Produced and presented in this score untitled for me to perform in 2013. In this score, she employs a quotation from Virginia Woolf's 1929 essay, A Room of One's Own, that addresses Woolf's perception of the women's literary tradition in the 19th century. But whatever effect discouragement and criticism had upon their writing, and I believe that they had a very great effect, that was unimportant compared with the other difficulty which faced them. That they had no tradition behind them, or one so short and partial that it was of little help. For we think back through our mothers, if we are women, it is useless to go to the great men writers for help. And I believe that they had a very great effect. The untitled title of this piece is not intended as a persistent, ambiguous space, but invites a creative act. One where the performer must intervene to title the piece and perform it. I created a version of this piece for spoken voice and electronics titled Burn the Shells in 2016, that itself became a starting point for a method of quasi-improvised textual exploration by the duet of myself and Alistair Zaldúa. Lucas has written about how her creative practice demonstrates what she describes as a shift in her theoretical and personal concern for what Ellen Diamond has labelled the imperialistic and narcissistic violence of the authoritative we to the individualized transgressive act of identification. In doing this, she acknowledges that a central concern throughout her work is the reproduction of frameworks of power and privileged discourses. There are women as symbolic and biological reproducers, as well as the reproduction of women as a collective category. This has to do with the way that she locates her practice in relation to an understanding of socio-cultural and musical traditions. She writes, whilst I acknowledge that my work is locatable in a wider artistic, historico-cultural context, my concern with the reproduction of power structures required the avoidance of defining or legitimizing my work within the boundaries of privileged narratives of the composer in Western musical discourses. Lucas's framing of her practice therefore poses questions for how and if Alistair and I should try to locate this duet practice and way of working, and of what working in this way might mean for the materials we seek to use and critique, and what we make from them.
Thank you.
Rewritings or translations of work that addresses historical, political, aesthetic and gender-based themes and their relation to art and listening. The spoken voice and its ambiguous placement between music and sound, performance and the everyday is a key part of this. I get tapes on my desk every day of the week, describing the world. Women's higher fundamental trouble. I put an aerial on my roof. Finale, alternative health, aromatherapy, and a muscles and wine party. Helping to build small powered transmitters, ignoring the censorship. Writing as rewriting, or writing as performance, or writing as composing, invite not only the re-evaluation of the texts themselves, but the context in which they are written, rewritten, spoken, heard, and performed. It is possible to, again, link this back to Lucas's original intentions in her work. As she states, the cutting up and reassembling of text and sound not only draws out new meanings, but its ambiguity creates a context in which the very process of individualized meaning-making rather than the content is privileged. As composer performers, Alistair and I have agency to determine which practices we categorize under these labels and to blur the boundaries between them. whereas Lucas differentiates these roles, stating, the main difference between composing and performing in this context is that, as a performer, I have more agency to shape the work in action, compared to working as a composer, where I'm facilitating the conditions that may or may not lead to the action, and at that point my ownership and authorship of the work comes to an end. Now, humans are just part of the landscape that machines picture for other machines. Examine the methodology of practice research, considering creative practice both as its means of investigation and mode of presentation and communication. Evaluation in this case is also not limited only to spoken or written text, as the violin plays into the spaces offered by the spoken word, presenting its own spaces, responding to the spoken text, or reinterpreting it. This strategy is deliberately non-mimetic and serves as a parallel to the spoken word, oftentimes deliberately tenuous and exploring the extremes of difference within the texts. Thus we follow Cage's intentions for his practice, stated in his text on Rauschenberg. I am trying to check my habits of seeing, to counter them for the great sake of greater freshness. I am trying to be unfamiliar with what I am doing.
Thank you.
transmission turned out to be malleable, left to their own devices. Also mention free improvisation, sound poetry, feminist and digital aesthetics, performative writing, and perhaps still others. Our aim is not to situate this practice only within these traditions, but by touching on and drawing from them to create new forms of making, writing, and knowing that themselves offer further opportunities for rethinking, re-evaluating, and rewriting what we are doing and making, even as we are ourselves doing and making. It's supposed to be the end. Situates her practice within what she calls the radical emancipatory potential of experimentalism. In this presentation, I have deliberately situated our work in relation to her practice and thought, taking the creative challenge of engaging with her work for me as a starting point for imagining a way of working and performing. But even though her composition Untitled is a relatively recent work that I have performed a number of times, including for broadcast on BBC Radio 3, and even though I have cited examples of her thinking from academic publications in books and journals, perhaps Perhaps you are unfamiliar with her work as a composer. Perhaps you are wondering why we did not seek out more familiar examples, traditions, and jumping off points. Perhaps it is clear that to do so would be to situate this work within the power and privilege discourses, defining or legitimising narratives and dominant forms of knowledge that Lucas states her creative process aims to question and to avoid. To situate our work and our evaluation of it within a critical context that feels unfamiliar or overlooked within the institutional frame in which we are here articulating it also causes us to question whether it is possible for us too to avoid these discourses, narratives or forms of knowledge, to become, as for Cage, unfamiliar with what we are doing.
I'm going to go to the next one.